This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great nation where there are great threats all around the world. I actually spent not a long time, but a little bit of time over the weekend trying to brush up on Ukrainian history. I don't claim to be any expert, major expert on Ukraine, but one of the things when I went to college, and I kind of always knew I would be a history major, but I thought that basically Russian history would be interesting. U.S. history is a crowded field. Eventually, after taking my sophomore year, a lot of Russian history, including some really obscure and strange courses. We had one in medieval Russian Kievan cultural institutions. And it was kind of a specialized class. But see, I don't know Russian. And I would have had to learn Russian, so I dropped that. And, of course, going back and looking at sort of old books from college, it reminds you of how much you forget. You do forget. But the history of Russia and Ukraine, which 1,000 years ago literally were part of the same country, but it hasn't been a happy history. And what's fascinating to me, I realize also that it's only with Ukrainian independence, which really began when the Soviet Union collapsed in 1989, that you even identified Ukrainian as a separate nationality. It wasn't common even here in the United States, where we have a lot of Ukrainian Americans. In any event, growing up, even though my grandparents came from Ukraine right before my dad was born here in Philadelphia, I never, when people say, well, where is your family from? I would never say Ukraine. I'd say Russia. Because even though it was unequivocally part of Ukraine, because one of the things that the communist regime tried very hard to do was to stamp out any sign of Ukrainian identity, of Ukrainian culture, of Ukrainian religion. They shut down, or tried to shut down, they shut down many churches, but much more aggressively against the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. And they even outlawed the teaching and the reading of the Ukrainian language, which is different slightly from Russian. In any event, we will be talking about what happens next and what is Putin's long-term plan. We'll also be talking about another threat. The most North Korean missile tests ever in the month of January, including the longest range one. And the longest range one appears to have gone fairly well for the North Koreans. So what is that about? We'll be talking with Gordon Chang about that. And there is more about another huge issue that is going to be part of the campaign coming up for control of Congress and control of the U.S. Senate. And that issue is basically, the way to define it is parental access to and information about public education that those parents are paying for and that they're trusting their kids to. And the idea that you should keep as a secret, that parents should have no knowledge of and no say in what their kids actually learn in local public schools, is, of course, ridiculous. But that doesn't stop people like Reed on MSNBC, Joy Reed, from basically comparing Republicans to Nazis because they actually want to have some influence in what is taught to their children. And also, over the weekend, spending some time with our grandchildren, kids are so impressionable, and they learn so quickly, and they are so precious to every parent, grandparent, aunt, uncle. The idea that they should be exposed to stuff at school that honestly is not part of a needed curriculum for an educated person or a good citizen, that goes sometimes to the bizarre and the adult, and having some control about books that might be appropriate for a 15-year-old but that aren't for a 10-year-old. And they obviously are such books. So here is the MSNBC's Joy Reid and her reaction to the idea that Republicans are talking about sometimes an age-sensitive and parental-sensitive curriculum. Listen, this is clip 21A.
To begin the readouts, book burning and banning happen to be staples of fascism and communism. The Nazis did it, Hitler imposing rigid censorship on newspapers and burning all literature he considered dangerous. The Soviets banned books, too, along with the Chinese Communist Party and the Pol Pot regime, and pretty much everyone else who was terrible. Cuba's communist regime has banned books, newspapers, radio channels, and heavily restricted access to the Internet for its citizens. So, hey, Republicans, wokeness is communism, but book banning isn't? Make it make sense. It is literally another case of everything old is new again, because this exact tactic has hijacked present-day American politics. Just like back in the 80s, the Great Parent Revolt is bankrolled by conservative organizations and think tanks and shaped by political operatives who are controlling the puppet strings so that you think this is just about regular moms and dads advocating for their kids.
Okay, but it's a conspiracy? That's what it is? I mean, honestly, if you take a look at the basic idea that the United States was founded on slavery. That's the very core of critical race theory, which is part of what it is that most parents out there want to avoid. But here's what Joy Reid thinks it's all about. Listen.
Strip off that veneer, and it's about so much more. It's about getting out the Republican vote by riling up white voters. But it's also about distracting those voters. Because distraction and sleight of hand is basically what modern Republican politics is all about. I mean, it sure ain't about governing. It's about selling white grievance and rage, the same rage that produces attacks on Asian Americans and Jewish people and on our capital. Rather than fight inflation, let's howl over critical race theory. Instead of COVID relief, let's demonize China and masks and vaccines. Rather than policy, let's give them anger, racialized anger.
Okay, the idea that all of this is about racialized anger, there's so much that has been distorted. For instance, everybody has heard now about this county in Tennessee that banned the book Mouse. And the school board was very explicit about that. The members of the school board who talked about taking Mouse had nothing to do with politics. They weren't trying to express anti-Semitism by denying the Holocaust. Mouse is a book. It's a graphic novel. It's a cartoon book, in other words. And it's very moving, very powerful. I think it can be a moving and meaningful experience for adults. But the book's tough. And it does have language in it and a treatment of the Holocaust. The author's parents were survivors of Auschwitz. And asking that the book be removed from the school library was not an attempt to deny the Holocaust. How ridiculous that is. And the Seattle school dropping To Kill a Mockingbird, they didn't take it out of the school mockingbird, out of school library. What they did was they said it would no longer be required in the curriculum. And again, the insanity about the excitement about this on all sides, a little bit overstated, seems to me. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
On the Michael Medved show, talking about To Kill a Mockingbird, do I think that it is appropriate for... First of all, it wasn't a parents group, and there weren't parent agitators. They apparently did not have a number of complaints. I believe they may have had one in Mukilteo, Washington. And the Mukilteo School Board met and decided that they would no longer make that one of the books that was assigned for everyone to read. I think that's a mistake right now. But to equate that with book burning, the only time I remember book burning being a thing ever for was and I forget which group it was, but it was, it might have even been that Westboro Baptist Church, which was totally disowned. Yeah, no, literally, it's about a 40 member church. I mean, when I say 40 member, I mean, I think that includes sisters and cousins and everybody else, because they're all intermarried with each other. No, really, they are. I've encountered these people. Well, Westboro Baptist Church in Topeka, Kansas. And, well, no, that's not even fair to Kansas, but the banjo picking from, I think it's from Flattin' Scruggs, from, used in the movie Deliverance. Anyway, the point about Westboro Baptist Church is I think they did a book burning for Harry Potter. But it was somebody very marginal, very marginal. And right now, the idea that there's a threat to freedom of speech, that people are not going to be allowed to learn, that there are going to be whole topics that are blocked off, this is not reality. It's not what is going on. And what people are opposed to is indoctrination, and indoctrination of two kinds. Number one, indoctrination, where you are taught that there is only one way to learn the true history of the United States, and that is an anti-American form. Basically teaching people, rather than things on which there is a consensus on the truth, rather than teaching people some controversies where there are two sides that are presented, you are presented a vision of the United States that's negative. In other words, political indoctrination. And the second kind of indoctrination has to do with things like transgenderism, that nobody knows whether you are really male or female, or whether your gender is not binary. All of these things are wildly controversial in the real world. There is no consensus on it. It's not something that is accepted by all medical authorities. And the necessity for teaching children at a very young age, it's the kind of thing that I think educators and parents of students have a right to question. And one of the things that you have a right to do is also to question, question some of the nonsense that occasionally gets put out by a former president. And this is one of those things that it's a very, very big deal, because what it indicates is that President Trump, at least, is going to spend the next 3 years until he loses his bid for the Republican nomination, and he will. He's going to spend that period of time basically trying to replay the election of 2020 and to keep talking and talking and talking about a subject that doesn't help him, it doesn't help Republicans, it doesn't help the country, it has no connection to the truth in any way. It has a connection to a personal obsession for the ex-president. He was speaking in Conroe, Texas on Saturday night, one of his big rallies. And there apparently were people who came to the rally, and the press, I believe, was telling the truth about this, who were so enthusiastic they came from as far away as New Jersey and Washington State to Texas and camped out in an open field that was near where Trump was going to speak, and so they could get places to hear him. And the most famous thing he said in the, and this was on Saturday night, the most famous thing he said at that time had to do with the riot of January 6th and the rioters who are basically facing legal consequences. 700 have been arrested, more than. And 165 have pleaded guilty already to various offenses. But Trump had this to say about the rioters. Clip 8.
If I run and if I win, we will treat those people from January 6th fairly. We will treat them fairly. And if it requires pardons, we will give them pardons because they are being treated so unfairly. This hasn't happened to all of the other atrocities that took place recently. Nothing like this has happened. What that unselect committee is doing and what the people are doing that are running those prisons, it's a disgrace. It's a disgrace.
Okay, again, when he talks about the people who are running those prisons, he makes it sound like it's a concentration camp. There is nothing like that going on. And by the way, they denied bail to the Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers, who is one of the people who's actually indicted on seditious conspiracy. And why did they deny him bail? There is this story. Stuart Rhodes, the leader of the Oath Keepers militia, charged with seditious conspiracy in connection with the attack on the Capitol on January 6th last year, was denied bail by a federal judge in Texas who said he was a flight risk, citing the, quote, elaborate escape tunnels he had installed in his backyard. Rhodes, 56, lived in fear of, quote, being picked up by the feds and bought hundreds of thousands of dollars of razor wire intended for the perimeter of his property in Montana, Judge Kimberly C. Priest Johnson wrote in a 17-page order. He will have his day in court. He is an articulate guy. He's a graduate of Yale Law School, as a matter of fact. No, I don't think he should be considered for the Supreme Court, but won't be. But Stuart Rhodes is one of these people he would reward with a complete pardon. There's controversy about this, and a number of Republicans saying, way to go, Trump, you're right on this one, and some of his normal allies saying this is a bad thing to do. Certainly going to be a bad thing for his presidential prospects and for Republican prospects coming up in this election, where they should, by all rights, win a big landslide and take over the House. We'll talk about somebody else wants to take over the missile house. That would be Kim Jong-un with Gordon Chang coming up on The Medved Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least three people are dead after a massive nor'easter dumped more than 30 inches of snow on parts of the Northeast. The three deaths were in New York, where one man fell into a swimming pool and two others died while shoveling snow. The lights are mostly back on, but more than 100,000 people had lost power at one point. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations says the U.N. Security Council will push Russia on its massive buildup of troops along the Ukrainian border. Russia contends it has no plans to invade Ukraine, but is demanding promises, including it will never allow Ukraine into NATO. This as Ukraine's ambassador to the United States, Oksana Mikhanova, says we need to take things slow regarding Russia.
In order to defend our country, we cannot afford to panic. We have to get ready, all of us.
USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I'd like to say it's always a pleasure to welcome back Gordon G. Chang. That's his Twitter handle, by the way. You can reach him at Twitter. It's at Gordon G. Chang. And he is the author of The Coming Collapse of China and the Great U.S.-China Tech War, and one of the most knowledgeable people about policy regarding East Asia and China and North Korea. And, Gordon, the reason I'm not sure I can say it's always a pleasure to welcome you back is usually when you're coming back, it's to discuss some terrible news about Chinese genocide or potential war against Taiwan or a new North Korean missile test. And sure enough, January saw seven different North Korean missile tests, including the longest range missile that they've tested out in the years. First of all, how'd that test go?
Apparently it went well. I mean, I don't think we have all the telemetry, but you're right. That's the seventh test this month and it's a Hwasong-12, which is a much longer range missile than the preceding six tests this month. But also we got to remember that North Korea is not only a question of the number of missiles it's fired, but what it has been testing. And it's been testing hypersonic glide vehicles, which are extremely advanced. And the question that the Biden administration needs to ask China and Russia is, where did the North Koreans get this advanced technology? Because the least likely answer, Michael, is that they developed it on its own.
And certainly, if they did develop any technology on their own, North Korea is not known for keeping their weapons systems secret, are they? I mean, don't they share information with Iran to some extent?
Yes. I mean, most every Iranian missile really is a North Korean one. And clearly, the North Koreans have been helping out with the Iranian nuclear weapons program. There's been a lot of cooperation back and forth. And Beijing has been watching this and indeed promoting it. So, you know, we should be saying that all of the proliferation to Iran by both North Korea and Pakistan really has been with the blessing of China. And no American president has held Beijing accountable for proliferating the most dangerous technologies to some of the most dangerous regimes.
Does North Korea, I mean, it's a strange thought, but we're about to start the Winter Olympics over in Beijing, right? Does North Korea send an Olympic team to the Winter Olympics?
No, they're not. And that's really interesting because North Korea is China's only military ally, formal military ally. But there's strict COVID protocols in North Korea. They don't like the Chinese, even in the best of circumstances. But when Beijing wants something from North Korea, they will put the word in and the North Koreans will say yes. But obviously this was not as important to Beijing that North Korea go. So North Korea is not sending a team.
And, okay, so that means the Kim Jong-un's sister at one point, didn't she go to the Olympic Games, if not last time, a couple of times ago?
She went to the Winter Olympics in South Korea, and that's where she was sitting in the box, very close to Vice President Pence. They didn't have any interaction, which is a good thing for us. But yeah, she was the representative of North Korea to the South Korean Games.
Wait a minute. She was sitting in a box next to Vice President Pence. Was Karen Pence there? She must have been there.
I think Karen Pence was there. They were about six or seven seats from each other, and they were in different rows.
I see.
But they were within clear sight of each other, and neither acknowledged the other.
Okay, so that doesn't violate either Pence rules or diplomatic rules in terms of contact with a female. Okay, this new missile they sent out, they bragged that this missile could reach Guam, which I guess is the closest American territory. If it can reach Guam, it can certainly reach Australia?
Yes, it probably puts Australia in range, especially with the improvements of the Hwasong-12. But the North Koreans, remember, have tested a missile which can actually hit the United States. So they have got all sorts of ranges of missiles. And remember that many of our forces are within much shorter distance to North Korea. So, for instance, in South Korea, of course, where we got 28,500 personnel, plus also our personnel in Okinawa and the other Japanese islands. So, yes, they are all really at risk.
So what's in it for them? I mean, this is not exactly a effervescent economy right now. I understand there are food shortages, as there usually are. People are having a very, very hard time with the winter and with COVID and everything else. They're spending probably billions of dollars on this missile program. What's in it for them?
Well, first of all, it is a militant regime. It started out as a band of guerrilla fighters. Matter of fact, they actually it is called the Guerrilla Dynasty. The military is extremely important.
That's G-U-E-R-I-L-L-A.
That's right. That's right. Not the primate. The regime, it really depends on the military, which at some times has been the most important element. Right now it's not. The party is more important than the military these days. But nonetheless, Kim Jong-un and the Kim family have used the military to obtain all sorts of aid and benefits from the international community, including from the United States. So it is intimidation. And the one thing that the Kim family depends upon, absolutely, is its legitimacy is based on taking all of the Korean Peninsula and ruling it under the Juche system of Kim Il-sung, which means that they need a military to do that. So it is an important part of the regime's maintenance.
And right now, you said the regime, its only real ally is China, and North Korea is China's only real ally. Is there another country where North Korea is trying to make an opening, build a relationship, come out of its hermit kingdom state?
Well, the Kim family has had traditionally warm relations with Moscow. And that has continued into the Putin era, though right now Putin's attentions are focused, as they have been for a long time, on his near abroad, in other words, Eastern Europe. But nonetheless, the Kim family likes dealing with Moscow far better than it likes dealing with Beijing. And, of course, the Kim family, because it believes it's the only legitimate ruler of the Korean nation, has had robust dealings with South Korea. We've got a presidential election coming up on March 9th in South Korea. One of the candidates is extremely pro-North Korean, pro-China. So we've got a lot at stake at the election as well. So this is an important time, and I'm not surprised that Kim Jong-un is firing off a lot of missiles because it does have an effect on the presidential election in the South.
What's the best way to counter that possibility of electing a pro-North Korean, South Korean president?
That's a great question, and I don't have a really good answer for you, because if the United States tries to meddle in that election, we probably will help Lee Jae-myung, the leftist. But nonetheless, Moon Jae-in, the current president, is unpopular. I think the one thing that we can say privately to South Korea is that we will not tolerate irregularities in the South Korean election. In the April 15th election last year for the National Assembly, there was substantial evidence of vote rigging, which may have happened with the help of Beijing, which developed some algorithms that were particularly suited for changing votes in the South Korean election. I think the United States needs to be very clear to Moon Jae-in that he can't steal another election, because if the leftist is elected on March 9th, we could find ourselves out of South Korea and South Korea firmly in China's orbit. And North Korea could very well decide that was the time to move on South Korea.
Okay, all nightmare scenarios. Read the latest from Gordon G. Chang. He's on Twitter, at Gordon G. Chang. Talk to you again soon, I'm sure.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Americans are going to hear the truth.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, President Trump, as we were discussing earlier, did make some news in his very, very long speech on Saturday night from Conroe, Texas. And what's interesting is he has people who are so devoted who love these rallies, and they go to all of them, and the same people sitting in the row behind him wearing the same T-shirts and paraphernalia. But this particular rally, he did a couple of things that were unusual. One is that he spoke about giving pardons if necessary, and we played you the clip, to the people from January 6th who he says are being treated so very, very unfairly. And we're talking about now people who battled police officers and attacked police officers. And particularly at a time, and there were police officers, and you've heard some of them interviewed, I'm sure, who were very seriously injured. And it seems to me an extraordinary notion. What I would love to hear is that idea of pardoning people from January 6th after this legal process, and he says it's the Select Committee. It's not the Select Committee. Select Committee doesn't issue indictments. That has to go through U.S. attorneys. It has to go through a grand jury. It has to go through a whole process before you can actually indict someone and then put them on trial, and then they get their sentence. There are people who have already made plea deals who are serving their sentences because people pleaded guilty. And there are, by the way, a bunch of people, close to 100, who have already apologized for what they did. And again, it's a truly peculiar notion that running for president, you would be running to promise to pardon people with the assumption that they would still be in prison 3 years from now. And most of the prison terms that people have received have been short enough so that with time served, which they're getting, they would be out of prison by the time that there is a new president of the United States who could pardon the January 6th rioters. The question I would put on the table, and I'd be glad to take an answer, is it is no longer, if you read the polls, it'll be automatic. Trump will just win the Republican nomination. There will be a fight for the Republican nomination. Trump is certainly a possible winner. He's unquestionably the front runner right now. But there have been polls out there, and more than one, that show that the majority of Republicans hope that he won't run for office again. Question I would put is this. Is do you think that hearing that Trump is talking about pardoning January 6th rioters, that that will win him votes of people who wouldn't vote for him anyway? That will help persuade some of the Trump skeptics, or that they should actually reconsider and vote for Trump? In other words, does it help him today, now, in almost February of 2022, does it help his cause, his campaign? Does it help the Republican Party, which is trying to win back the House and win back Washington and advance a conservative agenda? Does it help him or his allies or anybody to be talking about January 6th and the election of 2020? Do we really want to put, as the leading spokesman for the Republican Party, as the President of the United States, someone who is absolutely, utterly obsessed with this issue? Because there's something else that Trump said here, and I think it's very important to consider it. The other biggest controversial point that he made in his rally speech was he also talked about having a mobilizing people in big, big demonstrations like the country has never seen before if he continues to be investigated and prosecuted by prosecutors he dislikes and who he calls racist. By the way, all three of the prosecutors who are going out with him, and this, of course, is a coincidence, all happen to be black. And so he calls them hateful and racist prosecutors who are investigating his business practices, are investigating his phone conversation with the Secretary of State of Georgia, where President Trump said, "Can't you find me 11,000 votes?" With all of that going on, the idea that that if that continues, he says we need to mobilize mass demonstrations in New York and in Atlanta and in Washington, D.C., against people who won't take it for Trump to be treated unfairly. This is people rallying in his behalf. Are those rallies supposed to take place when? Is that before the election? Is it after he's president? And the idea that he is so convinced that our entire judicial system is corrupt and inappropriate, this is all a very, very difficult point. Lindsey Graham was on Face the Nation, and he was asked, and he's been back and forth on Trump, but he's been mostly a very, very loyal supporter of President Trump and a true believer. And he was on first on Face the Nation, and he was asked about Trump promising pardons to those connected with January 6th attack on Congress. And here's what he had to say. It's clip 7.
Pardons? Do you agree?
Yeah. No, I don't want to send any signal that it was okay to defile the Capitol. There are other groups with causes that may want to go down the violent path if these people get pardoned.
But isn't that a dangerous thing to say?
Kamala Harris, Yeah, well, I think it's inappropriate. I don't want to reinforce that defiling the Capitol was okay. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do anything that would make this more likely in the future. And just let me finish my thought here. When Kamala Harris and her associates and the people that work for her staffers, raise money to bail out the rioters who hit cops in the head and burned down stores, I didn't like that either. So I don't want to do anything from raising bail to pardoning people who take the law in their own hands, because it will make more violence more likely. I want to deter people who did what on January the 6th. And those who did it, I hope they go to jail and get the book thrown at them, because they deserve it.
Okay. Do they deserve it? If you don't think they do, that they deserve to be treated, quote, more fairly, 1-800-955-1776. Marjorie Taylor Greene agrees with President Trump. Not a surprise. She was on Steve Bannon's podcast, who's already enjoying an affiliate, his own pardon that he received from President Trump. This is what that sounded like. This is clip one.
January 6th defendants are being abused, treated worse than radical Islamic terrorists at Gitmo. They have less rights than practically the people probably being held in labor camps in China. They're being treated horrible because they're white, they're male, and they voted for Trump.
Are you sure that all of those folks actually voted? The idea that and there will be further investigations and there will be trials, and some of the people who were there on January 6th were pretty extreme, and to embrace them and promise pardons just in general seems to me a terrible idea. And again, what business is it of mine? I want the Republicans to win the House of Representatives. I think it's important for the country. I think we will do better with a stronger balance to this Biden administration, which has had all kinds of problems with it. And right now, for Republicans to take the most extreme position imaginable, which is that, yes, we're on the side. We are sympathetic, not to the people in Congress whose lives were threatened, not to the Vice President of the United States, who the demonstrators wanted to hang, but we're sympathetic with those rioters. By the way, Trump also had a statement suggesting that Pence had a clear right to overturn the election. Is that true? We'll get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR
ASR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.